we should get a flying start on what we have to do today. We're up to the third line from the bottom.
Kesumchus.
Okay, Kesumchus d'amar afa pi shein neve yesh bichu mechira. Actually, I should go back before that to the question which we had yesterday. The Gemara had asked yesterday, what's a case where you have tvicha without a preceding gneva, right? Where you slaughtered it before without a preceding gneva, which is really the question you asked me yesterday. So the Gemara says one possibility is if you go take a look at the fifth line from the bottom, tipater b'shenish below b'charkach tvicha. There's no preceding gneva. The principle, well, you have turning time as ganav, right? He lied on the oath, and then he slaughtered. That's one way in which tvicha precedes actual gneva, or you have tvicha without gneva. Tamir Rabbi Chia, but why not? You slaughtered the animal while it was crouching. In other words, you didn't ever actually stole it. That says Mar Vyesh tvicha below gneva. Is there such a thing? Is there tvicha without? It says below mechira, but it should be tvicha below gneva. Is there tvicha without gneva? Says Mar Yes. Kesum chustam rapa bishen gneva yesh tvicha mechira. So Moshe says that even though there's no gneva, there is tvicha mechira. Now, of course, according to Sumchos, let me read the next line, which is where we're up to really. Shmuel Amar. B'shalo bo eide gneva, avoli bo eide tvicha chayev. Now, I would take out the word im. I can leave it in, but it's better for me if I take out the word im. Shmuel is really going along the lines of Sumchus. He says, b'shalo bo eide gneva, avoli bo eide tvicha chayev. What's the case where you can be chayev all darb arba chamisha, the whole thing on the tvicha alone, without gneva preceding? Sumchus said there's such a metzias, right? What's such a metzias? So one of them is where the metzias is where you did tvicha mechira, and there was no prior gneva, right? Such as where you slaughtered it when it was already crouching on the ground, right? Well, while it was still crouching on the ground, so it was no act of gneva. And Shmuel says, you have such a case even without the metzias being different. In other words, even if you actually moved the animal, but the eidim never came on the gneva, but eidim came on tvicha mechira, so that's enough to be chayav arba chamisha on the tvicha mechira itself, even without the gneva. Okay, that's the case that you're talking about. So it says in Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says, go eidim gneva boim. Interesting halacha. So the guy saw Eidig Neva. It's really not talking about a Shermer anymore. It's just talking about Stam and the Velta, right? You know, we're talking about how being Chayv Arba Chamisha. Not necessarily about Shomer as we were last night. Raw Eidig Neva boy. You saw Eidig Neva coming. Vomar Gonafti. And he quickly concedes, oh, I stole. Now, of course, he wants to get out of paying Kefo, because if he commits it, he gets out of paying Kefo. Ma'achar Sheba, they also mamishin, since his admission is next to nothing, because the Eidim were about to come. Here it says Potter, but it should be according to Pnei Moshe Chayev. Which is interesting, Allah, I think it's a Kiddush, I don't think it's in the Bavli. But even if he conceded, if his confession was in the face of an impending prosecution, then that confession is meaningless. Okay? So therefore, he still is Chayev Kefil. Now, on the other hand, turn the page, Raw Eidei Tvicha Boy. If you saw Eidei Tvicha coming, for Omar, now I want to change the gears here. I don't know, the Pnei Moshe changed the gears a lot. That's why you have parentheses here on the page, rarity in the Ujami. But I don't like his changes. I want to change it differently. So I want to say, Raw Eidei Tvicha Boy. If you see, however, Eidei Tvicha coming, Varma, you said, Gonavti. I want to change it from Davakti to Gonavti. And you say, I stole it. Then that confession is meaningful. Even though we said in Omar Alf that Eidim could come and say you were Tavech HaMoech and you could be Chayav of Arba Chamisha on the basis of those Eidim, that's a Chiddush. Lemaisa, for you to confess in the face of Eidim, we're about to say Tavachti, that you stole it, is a significant confession. Amiracha She'ein B'diyosan Mamish, since they don't know that, really. They don't know Gneva. They're not going to testify in the neva. It can be inferred from what they're saying, but they're not testifying. So therefore, potzer, therefore your confession makes you potzer. Makes sense. Right? It's a meaningful confession. Hi, we will derive the conclusion from their statement that you stole it, but since it's a derivation, it's not part of their statement, so therefore your confession at this point is still meaningful, and therefore you do get off the hook of kefil via your confession. Okay? Space Karen, right. Because we confessed on Gneva before anybody could come and testify on Gneva, and before we could derive from somebody else's testimony that he stole it. Okay?
Like, not going to trial, but having a plea bargain.
Right, it's a plea bargain, similar idea, right? Of course, not similar to modern one, but a similar idea. Rabbi Sarah Boy, Rabbi Sarah asked, turning our attention from theft to rape. Raw Ede Onsin Boim, guy, the rapist sees the witnesses for onus are coming, right? Of course, the main payment by rape is a fine. There also is payment if you cause her anguish or cause her, medical bills, but the main payment is a fine. So Raw Ede Onsin Boim, if he sees witnesses on a rape coming, Vamre said, Anaski, he quickly concedes the rape. Amre Chayadus, so then, what's the story? So Amrechen Yachina said, Masnisa Krabi Shimon. The Bryson, I'm not sure what Bryson is referring to, if any. I think he's actually referring back to Rabbi Zera. But not essential for us to know which Bryson is talking about. Amrechenina Masnisa Krabi Shimon Damar Ikat Fia Knas. If you hold it, Krabi Shimon, I guess, I think it's actually the Mishnah in Ksuvus, or Shavuos B'Kodan, I don't remember where it is, somewhere, the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon told that Ikar Tfiyah is Knas. The primary, when the rape victim's father comes to claim the money, he claims primarily for the Knas, not primarily for the monetary damages, but rather punitive damages, right? So if you hold Ika Kfir Knas, can be shamed by the also mamish. So then, when he sees the witnesses coming, he knows the witnesses are about to say you're liable to Knas, and therefore ain't by the also mamish, therefore his odaya is meaningless because it's in the face of an imminent prosecution, and therefore the Pnei Moshe change of gears, it should be v'chayav. He's liable for the Knas. Why? Again, the same like Neva. If he sees Edik Neva coming and he confesses as they're coming, we say confession is meaningless, Silchai of Kefil. So if he sees rape witnesses coming, he confesses in the face of those witnesses impending testimony, so he's still chayv. Rabbanan say any Kotfiya Knas. They say the primary claim of the rape victim's parents is not the Knas, but rather the monetary obligation, which is the pagam, the nezek, the tsar, the ripui, whatever it is. So therefore, kameshiyish with us amount. So therefore, vis-a-vis the knas, his confession is significant, and therefore, again, the Pnei Moshe's change should be potter because his so it's a little bit of a chiddush here, and actually a big chiddush. Whether his confession is considered significant to get him off the hook is contingent on what the witnesses are going to come to be mechayivim. When this is going to come to be mechayiv him knas, then his confession is meaningless and he is still chayiv knas. If the witness is going to be mechayiv him money, then his confession on the knas will exempt him from paying the knas. Okay? Halacha Dalet. Amar L'Shoyel. If you said, finally this Masechta comes to an end. It seems like it took forever. Amar L'Shoyel. You say to a borrower, Eichon Shor, where's my ox? Amar L'Omeis, he says, died. Now he's liable anyway. It doesn't matter. He's died. Unless it died machmas malacha, which is not the case here, he's liable. Vusha nishbar, the edit really broke. O nishba was taken captive. O nignap was stolen. O avat, or was lost. Nishba, he took an oath that it was nishba, that it was taken captive. Vusha mace, and it died. O nishba, or broke. O nignap, or was stolen. O avat, or was lost. He's still liable, no matter what. Nignab, he took an oath that it was stolen. Vushemeis, so nishba, nishba, avad. Avad, you get the idea. Vushemeis, so nishba, nishba, nignab. Mashbiachani, all these things, the owner made him take a shvuah. Don't ask me why. Because what difference does it make if he takes a shvuah or not, right? Gemara is going to say why, actually. Varmar, amen. He says, yes. So, right? He takes a false oath, potter. Now, of course, what is he chayiv on? It's not chayiv shvuas b'kodem, but what shvuas he chayiv on? Shvuas b'tui, right? B'tui, right? Of course, according to my normal shvuas b'tui, it's in the past, so he's liable according to Rabbi Akiva. Armelo, at least that we should remember from the second shvuas, right? Armelo Eichachori says, "Where's my ox?" He says, "Where's my ox?" Armelo, any adam atasach? I don't know what you're talking about. Vushemes. Now, in this case, oh, he's trying to get him off the hook, because the shul in this case is trying to deny the borrowing altogether, right? Oh, that's a different story. And he says, I know what you're talking about. Vushemes, on Nishba, on Nishba, on Nignav, Ovat, Mashbiachani, Vamaravain. In this case, he's Chaya, because he did not try to deny the Bikoran altogether. Omen, I say, Sogar Basar, he said to a borrower, to a paid watchman, or to a rentor. Enter. Is my axe. Omelo Macy said it died. Ushanishbar was actually broken. Oh, Nishba. Nishba. Now, these are things which get him off the hook, right? Nishba, Ushamais, and they actually met another fate. Still gets him off the hook. Oh, Nishbar. Nishbar. Nishbar, he says it was broken. Ushamais, oh, Nishba. Nigna. Now, all those things get him off the hook, right? Those are all alternatives which get him off the hook. And he took a note on something which should have gotten him off the hook, even though it's not exactly which actually occurred. And vice versa, Niknav, if he says it was stolen, Vushav, and it was actually lost, and a Shomer Sachar is Chayv Gnev Abeda. So he doesn't actually change again the nature of his Chiyuv. Ovad Vushagonav, and all these cases, whether it's an alternate reason for Chiyuv or alternate reason for Ptur, Mashbiachani V'Omar Amein, if he said take an oath, and he takes an oath, Potter, the guy's exempt. Mace, because he didn't change. But mace, or nishba, or shenishba, if he says it was the died was broken or was taken captive, and reality, it was actually lost or stolen, then he's trying to get himself off the hook. Oh, for illicitly. Mashbiachani v'amramin, in that case, he took a false shvua, chayiv is liable. Ovad yushenignav, if on the other hand, it was actually lost or stolen. But this Shomer Sochar claimed, even though he could have got, should have actually been potter, because it was Nishbar Omeis, but he, foolishly enough, claimed it was stolen or lost, and he took an oath to that. So the oath he took is actually Mechayev him, right? It's actually Mechayev him, this oath. It doesn't make him potter, it makes him Mechayev, right? So he's actually being Machmir on himself, right? So even though he's lying, is still exempt. Why is that? Because that cloud called nishba lahakalatz mo chayev. Anybody to shvuah to make the liability less is liable. Lachmir latzmo potter. If he makes a shvuah to make himself be more machmir, he is potter. Tani, we learned. Now I'm going to learn this like the Rid Baz, which is the exact opposite of Pnei Moshe. But okay, that's life. Tani lo lachev lo lachmir potter. The Rid Baz says potter. What if he took a lateral oath? He's not Mekel and not Machmir, so he's potter. Because that's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says if you took a lateral oath, you're potter. So the Gersa, the Pnei Moshe struggles with the Gersa as is in front of us in the Gemara, but it's clearly incorrect. Rabbi said, Masi Samarke? This is our Mishnah, right? All the previous Mishnah, it's Armel Shoyel, Armel Shomer Chinam, Armel Sisocher, Vasocher, Eichon Shori, Armel Omeis, right? We're always going lateral. We're saying, by all lateral cases, you're exempt. This is all the previous Mishnahs. Past Mishnahs have evinced this point. Maushi Omerlo, an interesting conclusion in Masechta. Maushi Omerlo, can you say to the Shoyo? He has to pay anyway. But can you say to him, Bovi Shavali Shlona Sate Nechabola Goslo? I want you to take an oath he didn't give. You didn't look at it to steal it. Why should he? Can he? What's happening? Is he paying no matter what? Says the Gemara, no, but Mao Diemar Le, the Filu Dat Yoiv Le Kama, it's a very good report in Maltaris, and we make the series tomorrow night. Mao Diemar Le, Filu Dat Yoiv Le Kama, he wants to say, I know you're going to pay me, but I really want the Diana Boy Kabach, I really want my thing back. In other words, the issue is not so much whether he's going to pay. You don't want the restitution, you really would want your animal back. So therefore, the Shilas, can you make him take a Shvua that he himself did not actually, the animal's not here. You want to find out what happened. just in order to clarify if there's any way you can get the animal back and something nefarious happened or not. So the Gemara is entertaining a very logical habmina, which of course the Gemara does not resolve, that you should have the right to make him take that shvua. Okay?
Well, we had that a few nights ago, where you make him get a piece of shvua, basically
shvua,
whether he had the mind.
Yeah, but that's by Shar Mechinam, where he's potter. We're going to tell you about a guy who's chayim, a shul is chayim anyway, can you make the shul despite the fact he's going to pay you? That's what the issue is. Okay, so it's similar, but not quite the same. I feel that you have like kama, even if you give me a lot of money, kama kesef, kama shul, didi on a boy l'gabach. I want that which is mine, which is by you. Okay, that's shulis for you. That cloud should have been about 5 Mishnahs ago. Yeah, okay, too bad. That's life. What can I tell you? I don't write it, I just report it. Okay, everybody say, as of right now, exactly now, 135 blot left. I counted. 135. Okay. Kate said, Adam Nasi Zoyman. Marcus, staff, Aleph on base. Aleph on Raf. What? Well, we'll see how it goes. Kate said, Adam Nasi Zoyman. Monday night we'll learn. I'm going to try, regardless of my schedule, it has me coming back on time to say shir, and regardless, I'm going to try and find a standby early Monday morning if I can. He's coming in? Oh yeah? Okay. But I have to go after shir. What? Sunday. No real reason to go to New York now except to buy a frock, so I don't know, maybe that's the only thing. You want me to get you one while I'm there? All right, says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Ketzad ha'edim nasim zomim. How do witnesses become zomim? I don't understand how everybody can't have a time to have a frock. It's my biggest time in the world, I don't know. Okay, says the Gemara further. Ketzad what? No, but Bati wear Hombergs now. They wrote Gifter never wore a Homburg. Okay, Ketzad nasim zomim. How do witnesses become Edim Zoymin? Meet him on the beach, Ploini, Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Of course, Makas Magola himself, this begins with an oblique case, not the true case of Edim Zoymin, right? You wouldn't expect that. Just like it begins with a Fanei Nechtam, not how to write again, so to Edim Zoymin. We don't begin with the real case of Edim Zoymin. We begin with a case which is not Edim Zoymin, or rather, Edim Zoymin not. Meet him on the beach, Ploini, Shu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. We testify about a certain Kohen. There's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and Rimiya says that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov. We don't say, let the witness become Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza in lieu of this individual. He can't, right? As the Gemara will say, Ella Loikar Boim, we just flog him 40 lashes. So there's no Kasher Zomam in this case. We just flog him, and when in doubt, flog. Similarly, meet him on a beach, Ben Shukhaiv Golos. We testified so and so killed inadvertently and should go into Golos to hear Miklon. We don't say this guy goes to Golos instead, and like our boy, he gets flogged. We testify that Yankul divorced his wife and didn't give her a ksuva. Maybe today or tomorrow he's going to have to give the ksuva anyway, right? Because maybe he'll divorce or die, in which case he's given the ksuva. So what do they cause him to lose? And we reckon, how much somebody would pay on the open market for this ksuva today on a speculative basis? Shimli Salman on these Garsha, if she gets widowed or divorced, she'll get it. Be Mesa, and if, of course, she predeceases her husband, Yushera Bala. So they pay to him the speculative value of the Ksuva. Okay? And more in the Bavli, it speaks about it much greater length than Yushan, but Yushan will speak about it. Not greater length, more complexity. Rabbi Yisachina. Rabbi Yisachina said, Hakol Ayyabichlau Losan Abriyachoy Choker. There's one overarching prohibition in the Torah, one of the Ten Commandments. Do not respond with false testimony against your friend. Okay? So for that, according to the Mandorma, the Lav Shein Bo Maisel Loikin Olav, what should you get for that? Malchus, right? So an exclusion of that is the Pasuk much later in Torah, where it says, you should do to the guy like he plotted to do for brother. And Shad Yochel Kaimbo Vasisin Lo Kasher Zomam what he could do, kasher zamam, everybody changed gisser here, but goyim should be ainat mikayim bo lo sanin. In other words, lo sanin you would get malchus for. But when you could do kasher zamam, you don't do lo sanin. Similarly, vesh ainat yochol lakayim bo vasis lo kasher zamam, when there is no penalty of kasher zamam, vasis lo achiv, then again, everybody changes gisa. At mikayim bo losane briyacho. In that case, you do losane, which means it's either malchus or kasher zamam. Not both. Okay, is that clear? Either or, because it says the Gemara.
It's only a full situation. If you can't kasher zamam, then ask
your mom. Right.
This is secondary. If you can't do kasher
zamam, that's right. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Dover Acher, another interpretation. Now, a lot of people take out this Dover Acher, because it really doesn't fit in here. But anyway, we'll leave it there. Dover Acher, Vasisem Lo, Lo Zaro. Why by Ben Grub, when he testifies, says Ben Grub, Ben Chalutza, can you not make the Eid Zomim of Ben Grub, Ben Chalutza? Because you'd be doing it not just him, but to his kids after him. It says, Vasisem Lo, the penalty can only befall him, not his children. Isn't it probably too? Shulman Levi Omar, Shulman Levi says, interesting expansion of that principle, explanation of that principle, Vasi Semlo, you should do to him, that means Shneibor Mesula Basin, when Basin has two choices, one is to apostle him and apostle his kids, and the other is to give Malchus. So from Lo, below Lazaro, we learn out that we only do one of them. Which one do we do? What? Malchus, right. Why? Because I see some love of Lazar includes that option. So what we do is instead the Malchus. Now, it's interesting the way the Mashbiach learns it, that he's learning where the Mashbiach explains, where does Shem Levi know that you don't do two sets of Malchus, or that you don't do Malchus and Kasher Zoma, right? Why? How does he know that? So he says the way he wants to learn, although the truth is, you might have to say this according to the previous Gemara too, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Yossi Chanina doesn't make it clear. Oh, I see. Okay, now I wasn't clear myself. Rabbi Yossi makes it clear. Yossi Chanina says you don't do both because it says vasisem lo. Vasisem lo means do good lo superfluous. Kurshay vasisem kasher so zam lasos lachi. Obviously, you're doing it to him. Who do you think you're doing it to? Do it to Lanye. So, see some low, he learns means you only do one thing to him. Only one thing. Was that either Losane or Kasher Zoma? But Rabbi Shulman Levi learns out, according to the Mashbiach, he learns out that you do only one thing from Kedei Rishoso. It's famous to Russia. Kedei Rishoso, Mishum Risho, Achas Atamachaibo, Viatamachaibo, Mishum Shtei Rishoyos. You only give him one penalty, not a double penalty. Okay? That's famous to Russia, which appears in the Bible, probably elsewhere in the Ushami. Even on the basis, I don't remember. But in any event, Lemaisa, so what does Rabbi Shulman Levi do with Vasisem Lo? So he learns that, Vasisem Lo, Velo Lazaro. And that means that where you have the opportunity of giving two penalties, one of them is Malchus, and the other is to pass them as an individual. Vasisem Lo, Velo Lazaro tells us the penalty to be delivered is the one of Malchus, not the one we'd pass him, because then you'd have to pass his kids, and you don't have the right to pass his kids. Okay, so it says the Gemara again. Shnei Dvarim to the base. One base has two options. Atovis Echamim, you take one of them, and Yotze Davar Shumosel Shemaim, and it precludes the thing which actually taps into Shemaim. I mean, it's true. The base would ban the Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, but then in fact you'd be tampering with something which is Mosel Shemaim, which means. It's hard to define what Moshe Shomai means, but you'd be tampering with his kids, right? With his kids' status. I don't even know if that's the word to use, but it's Moshe based in the Paslim, but then it'll also be tampering in what his halacha is vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they really don't have a right to do. What they have a right to do is to say, we'll give you Malchus, but to tamper with your status, that really basically you cannot do. Certainly not as a penalty. Right, it's something to that effect, right? Which is like tampering in the Shemaim. Right, it's a little bit unclear what exactly the Gemara meant to say, but that's basically that gist. Okay, Steve, it says, V'lechel Zarobamov. It says, a Kohen should not defile his children, in his nation. His children are defiled. This is off on a tangent, clearly, we're talking about Kohanim. That he defiles. Yeah, but we'll come back to our Suya. He asked me now, how we know that the woman with whom we had relations becomes defiled by having had beer with him. But you know, it's a logic. My Mazera Shalov Avera, the kids who never transgress any Avera, Hareu Mischalel, those kids become Chalolim through the Kohen's consorting with a Grusha. He Shalov Avera, she who did commit Avera, Dinshin Tzchal is not logic, she become Mechulelis, but she commit Avera, so of course she should become a Chalolim. If the innocent kids become Chalolim, certainly she herself should become a Chalolim, right? Says the Mar, no, lo yamartim be'ish, who atzma yechil, sorry, prove it from the Kohen himself, sh'arba aver v'en v'schal, Kohen committed the aver and he gets off scot-free, so maybe she gets off scot-free as well, right? Only temporarily, only if he's married to her, if he has consorts with a divorcee who's not married to him, so he's only possible to avoid it when he actually does bia. Not false to avoid the moment he separates from her. Okay, he might have to go to the mikveh, wait for Arab Shemesh, but there's no inherent prohibition, right? So he goes God free. So it's more loyal, Martin, be Shen, and Mischalam, become Michalamakom. No, it's different. A man never becomes a cholam. No such thing as a man as a cholam, unless he's born a cholam, right? But a man can never become a cholam. He has to be either a CFB, or he's not a cholam at all. But there's no such thing as a BC. What? No, he has to be a CFB, right? He can only be a CFB. Can't become a BC. Okay, so it says in Gemara, as opposed to Torah Yishu, she mischalos b'chomakom, right? A woman, there are all sorts of ways for her to become false in relations with a goy, etc. Call it mischalos b'chomakom, dear she mischalos, logic is that she becomes close. If you don't like my Kal V'Chomer, in other words, you want to learn because you want to say, well, maybe only kids become puzzle because kids are CFB. Maybe a woman does become puzzle. How do you know that? We don't like your limud because Da'ila Bomin Adin Lios Kanido, sufficient to learn out, like those things from which it's being learned out because the kids themselves were born Bipsul. Maybe you have to be born Bipsul in order to become a Chol. How you know the woman comes chalala? Says Mara, I'll tell you, we have another drasha up our sleeve. It could have said lo yachul. Now the way the carbon eder reads it, it could be would be lo yachel without the bav. It could have said lo yachel zaro. Why does it say extra lamed v'lo yachalel? Amisha kosher v'nis chalel. So even somebody who was kosher previously can become chalal, and it was that not the kids, but rather the wife or the mistress, whoever she is. Bar pedoyamar. Barpadoya said, now Barpadoya is going back to our mission. Why we say Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? Why don't we make the Adam Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? Barpadoya Meram is Chamechala Lonis Chala. The man who has relations with a divorcee, he himself does become Cholo. How can you make an Aid a Cholo? If the guy who participates directly in Aveiro does become a Cholo, how can we do a Cholo? Okay, it's really hot. Anyway, so says the Gemara. Now, Adam she's damu. Now, the truth is, everybody kvetches here. Everybody's grave difficulty with this because the Bavli seems to argue, the Yushami seems to argue the Bavli, and the Girsera is clearly messed up. So I had several options here, none of them pleasant. I'm going to learn like the Shari Torah Eretz Yisrael, even though he changes a lot Kedarko Bakoidish. And the way he learns, let me read you what he says. Instead of the next two lines, he has, Eidim shehu chashu v'achakach nizmemu. This is still in the Bavli as well. Eidim first clash with each other. In other words, Reuven and Shimon say that X murdered Y. And Levi and Yehuda say X did not murder Y. So they're chashu, right? Then another set of Adam comes says to Reuven Shimon Imanu Yisem, you were with us elsewhere. So at the end they became Adam Zomri. So is Akosha Tchilas Azama or not? That's the classic question in the Bavli. There's a chosh who initiated the process of Zomer and later they become Eidim Zomer. Once they're chosh, they're already in disrepute and therefore they can't become Eidim Zomer later on, and there's never going to be kasher Zomer against them. Okay, that's the question. So Eidim Shulchashu Vachar Dizmemu, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nerogin, Yochanan says they're killed, you don't have this in your Gemara. Rabbi Lozer Amar Nerogin, Lozer says they're not killed. Okay, all that is instead of the Gemara which you have in front of you till the next line, till Rabbi Yochanan appears again. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Sheker Sheker. It's a Gzeira Shava of Sheker Sheker. It's interesting, the Gzeira Shava. It says, and this is again according to Shai Teres, it's true. The Hekish is that in Shmos, it says, Lo Sana Breachoy in Sheker. That's one place where it says Sheker. And it says also by Eidim Zomim, Vinei eid sheker eid sheker ano b'achiv. Okay? So both places use the word sheker. So it makes a gzera shava. Lo sana b'echoi eid sheker means even when it's a case of akhosha, right? Even if you're lying, you transgress this of lo sana, even if you're not yet proven to be an eid zoymin, right? Any lie is considered to be lo sana b'echoi eid sheker. Even a lie which is not eid zoymin, somebody who was never there. And Eid Mukhosh could be somebody who was there and just said the wrong thing, right? So that's an Eid Mukhosh. He might be, but nevertheless, he's lying, right? So he gets ma. So he's transgressed Lo Sana Be'echoi Shoker. So Rabbi Yochanan learns that since there's a parallel in between the Sheker and the Aseres HaDibros and the Sheker by Eid Zaymim, so it means even if Mukhosh will be Sof Muzam, there's still there's a penalty of Eidim Zomim. Which is like Rabbi Yochanan says in the Bavli. Rabbi Lezimar, Rasha, Rasha. It says, no, it says Rasha, Rasha twice. Nehmar, Rasha, Mechuyev, Emisin says Rasha by people who are liable to death penalty. And Nehmar, Rasha, Mechuyev, Emakos says Rasha by people who are liable to flogging. Ma! An interesting drasha here. I don't like it, but there's not much I can do about it. Ma, Rasha, Shenamar, I'm going to switch everything around because that's the way the Shari Torah Yisrael does it. And the truth is, your Sameach does the same thing, and I don't need, they're both the hook, but they both do the same thing, so they must be right. So he says, it says, Rosh Mechuvay Mitzus, Nehmar Rosh Mechuvay Makos. Ma Rosh Nehmar Mechuvay Makos! Okay, change the gear. So Rosh, it says Rosh by a guy who gets flogged. So in that case, Ein Momon Eitzel Makos, a guy who gets flogged, he doesn't pay. It's either flogging or pain. You know, Kedavi Shasso teaches us he only gets flogging, not pain. Afrosh Hashem Rabbi Chuyave, here it should be Misa. He's liable to death penalty. Ein Momon Eitzo Misa. There is no money by Misa. Now what that means is, again, according to Shari Torah Yisrael, the Ur Samech, that wherever you can, wherever there is a, wherever there's one, you can only have one penalty and not the other. Only one and not the other. You can't have both penalties. So therefore, since that is the case, if you have Eidim were Vukashu Basof Huzmu, so Losana Brecha Eid Shoker, actually should be Ein Malkus Eid Zomis, Ein, maybe I got it wrong, maybe it should be Ein Malkus Eid Zomis. Makos Eitzel Misa. I'm not sure. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't check. I might have been supposed to change that gears as well. But let me tell you the bottom line. The bottom line is quite simple. Losana Be'echoi Chokar, according to the way the Lord Sugi said in Rabban Alf, there's a penalty for it. Right? Kasher Zomim is also a penalty for it. You can only have one penalty and not the other. If one penalty devolves upon you, the one of Losana Be'echoi Chokar he holds, you can't go to the next penalty of Misa. That's what he holds. If you want to Mukhashim, there is no Azama afterwards. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's a very interesting machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan holds, you slide from Mukhashim to Azama, and you can kill the guy. If you stop that for Mukhashim, all you have to do is pay money, or get flogged, or whatever it was. But nevertheless, once you came to Eidim Zomim, you kill him. That's a natural progression, or regression. According to Rabbi Lezer, no. Since you can't be Chai both, and since when he was Mukhash, you already became liable to, let's say, Malkus. Let's stipulate it's Malkus. So therefore, that stops his his trajectory. He can never reach a chiyuv nisa. Hachosh is not chilas hazama. Again, that's although the reason they're not giving this way in the Bavli, there's a similar machlokas in the Bavli as well. Now, Lamaisa, this Yerushalmi till now, this is the first time we're learning Makas Yerushalmi. This comes as no shock to you, I know. But I don't know what Yerushalmi Shita about Lav Shem Lamaisa is. Because Yerushalmi, this whole suya is going to Los Anabrei Choyit Shoker being a flagpole offense. So I'm not sure what Yerushalmi is. I mean, this is from Mishnayis as far as I recall, Lav Shem Lamaisa and Lokan Alav. And maybe Yerushalmi Pasuk is Lokan Alav. Because again, in Amid Alpit said, the Yerushalmi began. But this is the thing that Losan Rebbe Yechoy Chokra is a penalty and Kashazam is a penalty. Let's say Odibras and Maisa, right? We don't know. We don't know yet because we haven't seen enough yet. Maybe Odibras and Maisa talk. And here what they're saying also that once you get into, according to Rebbe Lezer, once you get into Akosha, since it has its own penalty, you can't slide further into Azam. Okay. Says Moravaita, Bar Pedoya Amar. Bar Pedoya explains the end of our mission. It says you can't go into Golus in lieu of the person against whom you testified that he was a Rotzer Meshogeg. Who yarns? He flees. Lo zomim, not deim zomim. Vei mishami kolaksu. Now, at the very end of the Mishnah, that's why the eight zomim doesn't go to near Miklot. Ei mishami kolaksu. Now, in the Bible, there's a lot of discussion about that. Because there's kosov. Who yarns? Only the Rotzer Meshogeg himself goes. That's the who, that who yonos, that specific drush to preclude kasher zama. Say a milk crazy, or it's not necessary, and it's used to preclude. Okay? You don't have to, it's not necessarily logical, it transcends logic. Says Mara, Vayim Shami Kol Ksuva. Vayim Zom, if they testify that he divorced his wife, they didn't pay her Ksuva, and they were lying, they don't pay all the Ksuva. Amashami Tova Sanoy Ksuva, they pay the benefit of the Ksuva, the speculative value of it. Kate said, how so? Omer, we say, how much does a person want to pay for this ksuva? Maybe, because maybe she'll die during her husband's lifetime, you're shenabala, and then her husband will inherit her. Or maybe her husband will die in her lifetime. And he's buying the ksuva for on that eventuality. Based on the ksuva's value in the open market right now to the woman, that's what he pays. Okay, and probably it's a three-way machlokas, whether you pay based on what's worth to him in the open market, what's worth to her in the open market, what's worth to her based on something else. I don't remember the strategy, but yeah, it's just basically what it would be worth to her in the open market. That's what they pay the ksuva, the value of that to the husband, okay? Because they lost him that chance that he might have to not have to pay it off. Okay. Says the halacha base. Minimum of each ploni. We testify concerning so-and-so. Is that cold? Okay. Vino Anavish Loni. Nice and warm. There's a heater here, though. Vino Anavish Loni. That water's still hot from last night. The Jotaita is still warm. Vino Anavish Loni. That's a good thing, that thing, whatever it is. Vino Anavish Loni. We testify about so-and-so. Shuchai v'chaver elev zuz. That he owes his friend $1,000. I'm not saying name the kind of shloshim yom. And he has to pay it back within 30 days. Vu Omer, the defendant said, no, become a Shonim. It's true I took out $1,000 loan. But I only took it out for 10 years, not for 30 days. So when are they going to pay him? The $10,000 he owes, right? They didn't lie about that. They lied about the due date. So what do they pay? Only a kind of other Rotzalitainat, we reckon how much a person wants. This is in line with the previous mission by Ksula. Only we reckon how much a person wants to retain want to pay. If you have Zuz Biyodov in order to retain $1,000 for 10 years instead of 30 days, and that's what they pay. Bailey don't make combat, so you know the difference between having to pay back within 30 days, Bailey don't make combat as a shaman, and to have to pay back after 10 years, and that's what they have to pay. Minimum of Plodishu Chayav, L'chaver Masayim Zuz. They testify that Yankel owed Beryl $200, Venim Zuzayim, they came out to be Adam Zayim. Loking, they get flab, umishalmi. Why is that? Shalom, Hashem, Avil, De Makos, Vide, Tashlumi, Divir Amir. Because it's two separate responsibilities. One is from Makos, Losana, Be'echoy, Shoker, and the other is for Kasher Zoma, right? The Chachorim, Kom Sham, Ain't a Loke. Anytime you pay, you do not get flab. Again, not because of lav shemo ma'aseh, but because whenever you pay, you don't get flop. Meetim on a beach ploni, shuchai malchus avoyim. That's by the yankel is owed 40 lashes. Meetim to zoyim, it turned out there is zoyim, the yankel's not owed any lashes. Log mishmoni. They get flogged twice. Mishum lo sanim rei choy choker, because of lo sanim, mishum because he's no kachas om, I'm lo asos lochim. They got both penalties, the very mayor, against the previous Mishnah. Chachorim, consistent with their shita, ein and lokim el arboim. They only get 40 lashes, there is no double lashes. And you divide up monetary obligations among the Zomim, but not flogging obligations. Okay, it's not also. Heidu shukhai levei mazayin susnei tesvai diholds for friends 200 bucks. These are only they found to be in Zomim. Mishalim benei. Mishalim benei, they split what must be paid to the person against whom they testify. However, heidu shukhai makos abarim, they testify his life before he lashes. Due to Zomim, they found to be Zomim. Kol echad be'echad loikir abarim, each one of them gets 40 lashes. Okay, you divide up money, but you don't divide up malchus. Bar Memo. The whole Gemara here until the next Mishnah. We had way back when, years ago, where we learned Shemesach the Shemis. Okay, this, I'm not holding responsible because I didn't remember it either. But, I mean, vaguely, because it's in the Yerushalmi, probably also. But in any event, right, Bar Memo of Rav Amram, Rav Masna B'Shem Rav, all said, Amavas Chaveh, they also named Rav. Amavas Chaveh, I'm not sure, told us somebody loans his friend money on the condition stipulation that he won't demand it. In other words, it's a loan, but he doesn't have the right to demand it. Whenever he gets paid back, he'll get paid back. Now, Nevelesh Shvitz Misham Tosin, Nevelesh Shvitz cancels this loan. That's a chiddush, because normally Shvitz only cancels a loan which is outstanding during Shemitah, at the end of Shemitah, like this year. And this loan is not outstanding because he said he's never going to demand it. So why is Shemitah canceled that loan? Says Mariah, why would you say such a thing? Top base them out. But didn't we learn? Hashoka is that part. Somebody who slaughters a cow. The case like this is actually missed the beginning of the last paragraph of Shemitah. Says you own a cow. You, the butcher, own a cow. The butcher owns a cow. And he slaughters on the first day of Rosh Hashanah for his customers. Now the thing is, the customers don't pay him money because it's Rosh Hashanah. And they don't weigh the meat either because it's Rosh Hashanah. So just the distributes and approximates, right? Now it turns out the next day, this is Rosh Hashanah of the year after Shemitah. Turns out the next day, they find out that Beis Din made the year a leap year. So actually yesterday wasn't Rosh Hashanah. When was the Rosh Hashanah? It really took place at Rosh Hashanah. They thought it was Rosh Hashanah, but really took place at Rosh Hashanah. Right. Okay, so it's Shemitah cancels that loan. So that, it's credit, but it's like a loan. So it becomes like a loan. Now Rabbi Lezer said about that, Rabbi Huda. No, that's Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda, it's like a loan. But Rabbanan disagree. Rabbanan hold. Royal Tov Rosh Hashanah, can he demand his loan in Rosh Hashanah? He cannot, right? He can't collect in Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's like a loan which is not yet due, right? It's a loan which is not yet due, so therefore, there's no, Shemitah doesn't cancel, because Shemitah only cancels loans which are due, not loans which are not due. So that's a contradiction, because we just said it on based over Zakasha, that I'm not loyal to Lotov Shemitah. Shemitah is Misham Toso. Said even if you can't claim it, Shemitah cancels it. So how come here by the cow, right? How come here by the cow? Rabbanan hold that the Shemitah does not cancel it. Here too, we can collect. I make myself clear. I don't know. But it's a contradiction. But it's a steer. The Gemara says it's a steer. It's a contradiction. That the Baram had said Shemitah is Mishamit, and he said Shemitah is not Mishamit. So it says Mara Kaidemara, I'll tell you what the answer is. Kaidemara, Rabbi Bob, Bishem, Rabbi Zira. Now, in the next two word lines, you have She'eno four times. And the Gemara Shvias has Shehu instead of She'eno four times. And one of them, unfortunately, I think Bnei Moshe wants to change here, but I don't want to change all of them. I'm going to change two and leave two. Okay? This is my initiative, and I think I'm right. Not a shocker there, right? So it says the Gemara, what's the case? Mikavon says Gemara, very cool thing. Mikavon, now this should be She'eno. Can you demand payment from your customers in Rosh Hashanah if you sell them something? You can't, right? You can't even weigh it out to them. You have to approximate it. You can't even mention a price. You'll say, we'll take care of it after Yontif. Oh. So there, Rabbanu would hold, that's not Mishamit. You know why? Because he can't collect it until after Yontif. And even turns out that it wasn't Yontif, he's still not aware that he can collect. None of them are aware he can collect. That's a different ballgame. That's the way to read it. Mikheva Chain Royal Tova says you can't demand the money because of Yontif. Kimi, and here it's changed it to Shulu. Roi Lamino, here it's only, all you can do is believe the guy. It's not even really credit. It's trust. Must be foolhardy trust. Might be foolhardy trust, but it's trust, right? Kimi Shulu Roi Lamino. If it came on, and can hear again, Shulu Roi Lamino, since he has to be based on credibility, on belief, not on hard notes. So, or whatever. Can me, here it should be She'enu, like it is in front of us. Can be She'enu, Roy Lita Lamos. It's as if the loan doesn't yet exist. The loan actually only comes into effect the day after Rosh Hashanah. Because in Rosh Hashanah, you can't demand it. He can't pay it. There's no way of guesstimating the loan. You can only approximate. You can't give a specific price. You can't wait. You can only approximate. So it says, here, however, by the case where a guy takes a loan with the stipulation that the other guy won't demand it back, he can pay back any time. We know the value of the loan. We know the value of the loan. We know the extent of the loan. The fact that he gave him a right not to pay back doesn't mean he's not. There is no lilyikos. And the way the Korv Chavanaki brings it down, I forget from who, he says, because every time I pass in the street, I get uncomfortable about it. Because I know he loaned me money. I know I don't have to pay him back, yes, but I know I'm obligated to him. Suppose the guy who bought in the store doesn't feel bad because he doesn't know what to pay. So therefore, there's no problem here. There's no Eved Leibel Ish Malveh syndrome that he's subservient to the other guy. Okay? That's what Mor says. Rikan, however, Roy Lita Lamos, the loan us on here, where the guy loaned the money at Kadishi won't demand the loan, but still, you could have given back the money the first day. So there, when he didn't give it back, not necessarily Shana Milva, then from the get-go becomes a classic loan. Rabbi Yosef Abu Mashem Rav said, Hamavis Chavero, if a person gives his friend a loan, Amanash Shalot Yishmetan or Shvis on condition that Shemitah won't cancel the debt, it should take out the word Ein, the name Moshe, and the more Shemitah takes it out. Hashvius does the Shemitah cancel debt? Because what did he try to do, this fellow? He tried to be master Mashkos B'Torah. He tried to pretend there's no Shemitah Torah. You have no right to do that. Master Mashkos B'Torah, to know about them, right? Says the Moran, I don't stand. But Tina, didn't we learn? Nos Bein Nosnon Mikan V'Chlish Yom Menos Mikan V'Eser Shonim. Our mission said that you reckon for Adam Zomim the difference between holding on to money for 30 days, holding on for 10 years. Wait a minute! If your Shemitah cancels all debts, how can you have a loan outstanding for 10 years? Also, probably is kasha. No such thing as a loan for 10 years, right? So those are my two answers. Rabbi Yehuna Amar Yitzpavu, Rabbi Nachman Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Nachman Rosh Hashanah argued at Anthony's. Chanam Rabbi Mavla Mashkon. A loan on collateral supersedes the 10 years, the Shemitah. The Mashkon transcends Shemitah. Or the Chor Amar, because it's Pulo Pruspo. The reason why it's transcendent Shemitah is because they wrote a Pruzbu. Okay? Says more time we learn Shleshim Yoim Lo Isay. 30 days he cannot come. And this is the principle which we have. Mar is going to explain. Mao Shleshim Yoim Lo Isay. What does it mean 30 days he cannot come? Shmuel Amar Marvis Chaber Stam. If somebody loans his friend generically without naming a time frame, and Rosh Hashanah Tovah Shleshim Yoim. He's not allowed to demand it back until 30 days have elapsed. Stam Milveh is Shleshim Yoim. Right? Says Ma'or Rabbi Yehuda Vomar. Rabbi Yehuda came in and gave a pasuk for this, a very weird pasuk. Well, he had it back in Shemitah, in Shemitah as well. Korvashnasar Shavashnasar Shemitah. The Torah says you know what, the seventh year, the Shemitah year is coming close. Right? So it says Ma'or, it's redundant. Loishnasar Shavashnasar Shemitah. It's the same thing, seventh year, Shemitah year. Matam Lover Korvashnasar Shavashnasar Shemitah. Why does it say twice? So it says Ma'or, turning the page, interesting thing. Shulotar Mishun say, this guy saying, the name Moshe explains it, saying Erev Rosh Hashanah. I mean, now Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. And his friend comes and says, then Yaakov, can I borrow some money from you? So he makes a cheshbon. He thinks, what's going to happen? 30 days. I now have the next 30 days to collect it. What's going to happen when I get a chance to collect it? Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, it's going to be canceled. So the Torah is saying, don't say Korvash Nasa Sheva, that another 30 days it's going to be Shemitah. When am I going to collect my loan? Loan them anyway, even though you're going to lose the money. Now, of course, the obvious question is, if you can demand your money back during the 30 days, so how's he going to lose his money? Let him demand it back after day 15. So it must be, a taka can't look at loan, demand money, demand the loan back until 30 days have elapsed, right? That's what it says. We are, that's what he made Pruzbo. This is before the Pruzbo came out. It's Torah itself. Shlo Toma, don't say, Kosho Shivamin Rashai Togo, Lagashlo Shimion Be'esh, make something. Don't say, 30 days, I won't be able to claim it. Then after 30 days, the loan's going to be canceled. That's what it has to say. That from Rosh Chodesh Elul, make sure not to disengage your friend in loans. Make sure to loan him money if you need so. Overcome your Yetzirah and give him the money. Okay, Rabbi Isai. I didn't prepare to the Mishnahs where I got up to. I'll be honest and bored with you. I had 3 hours at the dentist tonight. So therefore, we'll stop here.